There is much at stake in the current immigration battle than defeating the construction of a proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. Today I'm reading excerpts from an article, The Danger Within, Border Patrol is Turning America into a Constitution-Free Zone, by John Whitehead. How far would you really go to secure the nation's borders against illegal aliens? Would you give the government limitless amounts of money to fight yet another endless war? Surround the entire country with concrete walls and barbed wire? Empower border police to do whatever it takes to crack down on illegal immigrants, even if it means violating their human rights. Hold your nose and tolerate all manner of abuses in the name of national security. Would you allow government agents to trample on the rights of anyone who gets in their way, including legal citizens? Relinquish some of your freedoms in exchange for the elusive promise of non-porous borders. Submit to a national ID card that allows the government to charge individuals or target individuals and groups as it chooses in order to identify those who do not belong. Turn a blind eye to private prisons and detainment camps that profit off the forced labor of its detainees. Would you turn your backs on every constitutional principle for which our founders fought and died in exchange for empty campaign promises of elusive safety by fast-talking politicians? This is the devil's bargain that the U.S. government demands of its people. These devilish deals have been foisted upon we the people before. Every decade or so, the government makes the case for expanding its wartime powers and curtailing the citizenry's freedom. In a war on terrorism, war on drugs, war on communism, war on foreigners, war on extremism, war on dissidents, war on peace activists, war on anti-government speech, all for the sake of national security, of course, and as expected, the American people fall in line. This time around, the government wants to buy into the fiction that this war on illegal aliens is necessary for national security, that we should be grateful when roving bands of Border Patrol agents, flexing their muscles far beyond the nation's borders, exercise their right to disregard the Constitution at every turn. Except those Border Patrol cops aren't just disregarding the Constitution, they're trampling all over it, especially the Fourth Amendment, which prohibits the government from carrying out egregious warrantless searches and seizures without probable cause. As part of the government's so-called crackdown on illegal immigration, drugs, and trafficking, its Border Patrol cops are expanding their reach, roaming further afield, and subjecting greater numbers of Americans to warrantless searches, ID checkpoints, transportation checks, and even surveillance on private property far beyond the boundaries of the borderlands. The so-called border, once a thin border line, is now an ever-thickening band spreading deeper and deeper inside the country. As journalist Todd Miller explains in his book, Storming the Wall, Climate Change, Migration, and Homeland Security, that expanding border region now extends 100 miles inland around the United States, along the 2,000-mile southern border, the 4,000-mile northern border, and both coasts. This border region now covers places where two-thirds of the U.S. population live. In this authoritarian reshaping of America, you better watch where you roam and ramble, because you could find yourself wandering into government's ever-expanding constitution-free zone, where freedom is off-limits and government agents have all the power and we the people have none. Miller continues, in the vast domains, Homeland Security authorities can institute roving patrols with broad, extra-constitutional powers backed by national security, immigration enforcement, and drug interdiction mandates. There, the Border Patrol can set up traffic checkpoints and fly surveillance drones overhead with high-powered cameras and radar that can track your movements. Within 25 miles of the international boundary, Customs and Border Protection agents can enter a person's private property without a warrant. This is definitely not Mayberry cops. The CBP, which, with its more than 60,000 Customs and Border Protection employees, supplemented by the National Guard and the U.S. military, is an arm of the Department of Homeland Security, a national police force imbued with all the brutality, ineptitude, and corruption such a role implies. Just about every nefarious deed, tactic, or thuggish policy advanced by the government today can be traced back to the DHS, its police state mindset, and the billions of dollars it distributes to local police agencies in the form of grants to transform them into extensions of the military. As Miller points out, the government has turned the nation's expanding border regions into a right place to experiment with tearing apart a constitution, a place where not just undocumented border crossers, but millions of borderland residents have become the targets of continual surveillance. In much the same way that police across the country have been schooled in art of sidestepping the Constitution, border cops have also been drilled in the art of anything goes in the name of national security. This isn't about illegal aliens or border crossings at all. It's a test to see how hard we the people will fight to hold on to what remains of our freedoms. If this is a test, we're failing abysmally. While the border wall debate certainly stirs up, divides, and distracts the populace, expanding the government's police powers is not the answer. For that matter, building a border wall is unlikely to do much to deter illegal immigrants from getting into the country. They will just continue to tunnel under the border walls or go around them, as they have been doing. It won't thwart drug traffickers. They already use legal ports of entry and corrupt government agents as conduits to funnel the drugs into the country. And it certainly won't make America any safer from its most pressing threat, that is government agents armed with totalitarian powers. It will, however, expand the reach of the police state under our noses. Our own government is now the greatest threat to our safety, and there's no border wall big enough to protect us from these ruffians in our midst. We the people will always be the best defense against tyrants and thugs, whether they serve in our own government or foreign threats. Stop tolerating the topsy-turvy state of affairs that punishes truth, transparency, and justice, while rewarding greed, corruption, and injustice. Stop obeying every immoral government order. That was excerpts from an article by John W. Whitehead entitled The Danger Within, Border Patrol is Turning America into a Constitution-Free Zone. It can be found on the Counterpunch webpage.